Ein Vers und diese Mischne. Mamzerim und Nesinim Asurim, die Suren ist der Olam, a Mamzer and a Nesin. We'll discuss what a Nesin is, and a Mamzer is somebody born from Chayvei Krisus, or at least. So they're Asur, and the Isur is forever, not just three generations, like Ammonium, or like Edomi and Mitzri. And Echad Zuchar and Echad Nekevus, and both men and women are Asur, unlike a Moabian Ammoni, that the women are Mutter. She Nesinim Givonim. She Nesgayru Ba'arma B'mei Yoshua, V'nosnim Avodim L'chot V'eitzim V'shua V'mayim. The Givonim converted from the Shiva Sa'amim, and they weren't really allowed to accept them, but they didn't know. And once they made a Shvua to them, it was wrong to go against the Shvua, even though it was made mistakenly. And they made them water carriers and wood cutters that served the Kohanim. And Yoshua ushered them, Midrabbanan, because Min HaTorah, once they convert, they're allowed to get married. But they're usher, what's it called, usher to get married. See what's it. Omer Esh Lakish, Mamzeres la'achar asora doros muteres. Esh Lakish said that a woman Mamzeres, after 10 generations, if 10 generations, so normally every generation is a Mamzer, but by 10 generations, the women are Mutter. Why? Yolif Asiri Asiri Miamoni Umuavi. Malahal Nekevos Mutoris, Avka Nekevos Mutoros. He learns Xerishova Asiri Asiri. It says Gam Dor Asiri Lo Yavol Lo Bekal Hashem. Right? So, and by Yamin Moav is also Asiri, is even the 10th generation is Asir. There's no Heter after three generations, or after any generations. And just like over there, women are Mutter, by Mamzer also is Mutter. Imalahala miyad afkan miyad. So that's the case. The Moavi and Ammonis are mutter immediately. You don't have to wait 10 generations. Why by a mamzer is only after 10 generations that the women are mutter? Where it says ki ahani gzereshova me'asira ve'el. Since gzereshova is dor asiri le'yavo, right? And that's where we have the gzereshova to Ammoni and Moavi. So it's only after dor asiri that the nekevas are mutter. Ay, v'ho'anan t'nam amzerim unesirim asurim v'isurin yisur olam echad tzchorim v'echad nekevus. Our mission says not like that. Our mission says that both men and women are also forever. Not like Reish Lakish said. Where it says Lokasha. Ha'kaman da'omer don mino mino. Ha'kaman da'omer don mino va'oki ba'asro. The Rashi explains this. Let's see Rashi. Gomer Asiri Asiri Miamoni. The Sifri Ma Asiri Ha'omer Ba'amoni. Ad Olam. Afi Asiri Ha'omer. It says Ad Olam. It doesn't say the word Asiri, but it says Ad Olam. And for Novik Zereshova, you don't need the exact same word. Right? Like the Bo HaKoin V'Shova HaKoin. There's a Zereshova there. And even though it's not exactly the same word, same thing over here. Ad Olam means even the 10th generation and beyond. Just like Gam Dor Asiri means even the 10th generation and beyond. Right? Af Asiri Ha'omer B'mamzer Ad Olam. Hilkach Malahalan Zechorim V'lo Nekevos Afkan. Right? Just like over there, it's only males, females not. Me'asiri Ve'elech Da'ar Asorah Doros De'isura B'gufei D'mamzer K'siv Lekha L'migmer Me'amoni D'nekevos Mutoros. Where it says Lo Yavo Mamzer B'kal Hashem. Right? It's across the board, men and women. And there's no connection to Ammoni Amoavi. It's only when the Torah said Gam Dor Asiri, that's where there's a connection to Ammoni and Moavi. So at that point, the Nekevas become Mutter. The Nekevas Mutter. So Mamzer Mumzor Mashma, Filu Nekevos. The word Mamzer itself includes even females, because they also have that Mumzor. Avomi Asiri Ve'elo Di Surah B'Gzeshova D'Ammoni Moavi Yolit, Tohalab B'Mamzer Ksiva. You learn from that parsha, and then you learn whatever else you can learn from that parsha too. So just like we're learning from that parsha that Doras Gam Dorasiri means Ad Olam, doesn't mean only the 10th generation. It means forever, right? Just like by Ammon and Moav, it says Ad Olam. Also, just like Amon and Moab, from that point on, the women are mutter, even though they were mutter before by Amon and Moab. But from that point on, the women are mutter also. That's called don mino umino. Hakaman da omer don mino mino. Pluxus or belezer of Yeshua, the orva rotus. Machovis or belezer of Yeshua in Chulin. Don mino mino. Ki gamrina milsa, mi milsa, gzereshove. Gamrina la kula milsa mino. Once we learn a gzereshove, we learn everything with certain reservations from that parsha. So once we have a gzereshove, we learn everything. So same thing over here. We learn from that parsha that Dor Asiri doesn't mean only 10 generations, but it means Ad Olam. But from that point on, we also learn from the parsha of Amon and Moab that the women are mutter. Don minova okibas. From the other man, the Omer says, no, you've learned the gzereshove for what you have, and then the rest of the halachas you learn from the parsha itself. You don't learn from the parsha you're learning from. You apply it to the parsha that you're learning to. What you need to learn, you learn from the Gzeres Shavah, from the other parsha, and what you don't need to learn, it's not an open door, they can learn everything. Now you apply what applies to that parsha specifically itself, even if it's different from the parsha you're learning from. What do you need to know? It says Gamdor Asiri, but it doesn't say Adolam. So that we learn from Amon and Moab. Uvamori Moab iksiv Adolam. The Alfina Mamzer miAmoni b'Gzereshove. Kiratani b'Sifri deVeirav. Nemer Kan Asiri v'Nemer Lamata Asiri. Ma Asiri haOmer Lamata Adolam. Afi Asiri haOmer Kan Adolam. Ratzal Omer. Sover Kamanda Omer Don Mino Umino. Malahalan ad olam, avkan ad olam. Umino, malahalan shorim veloni kevos, avkan shorim veloni kevos. Midor asiri ve'ele chudig amrinan. Because we only learn the gzereshove from the 10th generation on. So kol asor alo itzruchu lemeku. For the first 10 generations, don't need a gzereshove. Yesh meforish lo beloshen acher. Akach shamati v'chein ikr. Yesh meforish lo beloshen acher. There are other meforishim, Rashi says. This is the ikr. Okay. Go on. Shaalu is Rabbi Lezer. Does it say? What does it mean? Chumash here. To see if it says. I don't think it says Asiri by Amon and Moab Bichlal. It just says Adolam. Maybe it does. So it does say Asiri. It just adds Adolam. And by Mamzer it just says Gamdor Asiri, but it doesn't say Adolam. So that's the Gzereshov is Asiri, Asiri, and we add the Adolam to qualify the Asiri. The one who says we learn Mino, Mino, and Mela, once we're learning from Amomi, Amomi, from that point on, then the cave is a mutter. The one who says Do, Mino, we learn what we have to learn. The Asiri Adolam. And more than that, not. And then you apply it to the parsha of Mamzer, which anyway, the cave is a rasa till that point. They're also after that point. Okay. Does say Asiri. Okay. Shalus Rabbi Lezer, Mamzeres Lacher Asora Dori Mahu. So the Esra Belezer, what's Alocha? Mamzeres, after 10 generations, do we learn, like the Mandiomer who says, that she's Motor or not? Omer lohem miiten li dor shlishi vatarenu. Right? Give me a mamzer who lives 3 generations, and I'd love to be matayr him. In other words, you're asking me a question that doesn't apply lemaisa, because mamzerim don't live that long. They don't live, we'll see, like more than 30 days. Mamzer, we'll see 1 second. Alma kesover mamzor alochai. A mamzer doesn't live. Mamzerim die. So they don't live long enough to have 3 generations, let alone 10 generations. What? No, not live. They don't live long enough to have any generations. A mamzer was born, he dies within 30 days. Says this. A mamzer doesn't live. He doesn't survive 30 days. So you can't have any generations of a mamzer. The Mishnah says that the Isser is Isser means for all generations. That means it has to be possible. Right? There can't be an Isser Olam on something that doesn't exist. Omreb Zeru, the Didima Farshili Mineder of Yehuda, the Yediya Chai, a mamzer that everybody knows about, and he's clearly a mamzer, he can live. Because he's not a mikshel. Everybody knows to stay away from him. The Lo Yediya Lo Chai, a mamzer that nobody knows about, and he's going to be a mikshel, the Rabban Shem sees to it that by the time he's 30 days dead, doesn't survive. The Yediya Velo Yediya, right? One that that is known but not known, right? Ad tal tadori chai, tvelo chai. So they survived three generations. But after that, because for three generations, since it's not well known but known, they stay away. But after three generations, the whole remembrance is lost, and then people will be nichshol. The Rav Shem sees to it that a family doesn't last more than three generations. Rashi. Mi yitein li dor shlishi kolomer dover shi efshehu. It's impossible. You won't even find a third generation. But mashma two, three generations, yes. Here it says the first generation doesn't live. So the Gemara says three different things. First generation doesn't live if it's an unknown mamzer. A well-known mamzer can live more than 10 generations. And a not mamzer that's known but not well-known, so that kind of mamzer can last three generations, but not more than that. Lo chai shelo yitamu ksherim bedorosa. In order they shouldn't get mixed up with kosher yidden, and nobody knows about it. Mamzer diyadiyya lechol, uborer chai hu bedorosa. A mamzer everybody knows about, so people aren't going to get mixed up with him. They'll stay away from him. He'll only marry other mamzerim, and therefore he can live even 10 generations. The lo mitamibe, people are not going to get mixed up with him. The lo yediya klal lo chai afilu hu shelo yisak sherim. He doesn't survive, and they say he doesn't survive 30 days. The yediya velo yediya ad plas dori the zehiri inchi chai tvei lo chai. Three generations he can live, because then for the three generations, even if it's not known so clearly, people have an idea that the guys are moms, they stay away. But after three generations, get lost completely. Even the lab dover boruhu mishtacha milse after three generations. Okay. Go on. Hahu dahave bishvuse de Ravami. There was a mamzer in the neighborhood of Ravami. Ichriz alei the mamzer Ravami, and he announced, put up signs that the guy's a mamzer. Bochi va'ozel. So the guy who started crying, that what's it called, that they embarrassed him. Omer lei chayim asati lecha. I gave you life. And now everybody knows you're a mamzer. Stay away from you. But if you wasn't known, then either you're going to die or you're three generations. So I did you a favor by being machris, that everybody should know you're a mamzer. Omer avchana bar ado nesinim David gozer aleihem. Nesinim David HaMelech was gozer on them that they should be osur. Shenemar vayikro HaMelech laGivonim vayomer aleihem vaGivonim lo b'meisol hema. He made an announcement: the Givonim are not considered regular Jews, even though they're converts, but they're not allowed to get married to a regular Jew. My time of gozer alayu. Why did he make such a gzera? Dechsiv ayhi rov imei David shalosh shana, shana achar shana. There was a three-year famine, year after year, consecutive years, in the time of David HaMelech, and it was the end of his life. Shana rishonim arlohem shema ovdei okochom yesh bachem. First year he said, maybe you're ovdei avodah zara, and that's why there's a famine. Dechsiv avaratem elohim achirim vishtachav yisalem vatsaras hashamayim velo yamotar bodku velo motzu. They went and they didn't find. So the Mefarshim explained that they did find Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but the people did tshuva, and that couldn't be the reason anymore why there was a famine, because the famine still remained. So it's not they didn't find anything, then they should look further for another Avodah. But Lamaisa, they found Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Miut, and those people did tshuva, and still the next year there was a famine. Bod kuvelo matzu. So they looked and they couldn't find anybody who remained in Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and still the famine said, Shnia, Omer lohem shema Ovdei Averi Yishbachem. Maybe the people were immoral. Tachsiv vayimonu revivim umalkos lohoya umalkos lohoya netzach isha zon lohoya lach. Because of immorality. So they checked also. Badku v'lomotzu, same thing. They checked and there were people who were immoral and they did tshuva. And still the third year there was a famine. Shlishis omer lahem shema poskei tzedakah barabim yeshbachem v'einosnim. People who pledge money and don't give it. D'chsiv nesiyim v'ruach v'geshem ayin ish mishal b'mata sheker. Right? Why is there no rain? Because people pride themselves with the things that they pledged to give and didn't give. They again found some people, they did tshuva, and the famine was still there. Omar ena dover toli odi. So David HaMelech said, it must be that it's not Klal Yisrael's fault, it's my fault. Something's wrong with me. And they're getting punished because I'm the Melech. Miyad vayivakish dovis pnei Hashem. Mayhi omar ishlokish yishol b'urim v'tumim. Until now he couldn't ask the Urim v'tumim, because the Urim v'tumim only answers questions that are nogei ala malchus. And it's not nogei ala malchus. Now, until now he thought it wasn't malchus, it was individual chatoy. Now he realized something to do with the malchus, he asked the Urim v'tumim. My mashma, how do you know that es pnei Hashem means the Urim v'tumim? Omar v'lozer asya pnei pnei. Ksiv hocha vayivakish dovis pnei Hashem. So there's a connection between the Urim V'Tumim and Lifnei Hashem. Vayomer Hashem, so the Rabban Shimon answered him why this famine was coming, right? Because Vayomer Hashem El Shol V'El Beis Hadomim Asher Al Asher Hemis Hagivonim El Shol Shlo Nisbet Kalocha. One reason is because Shol HaMelech many years before was not, they didn't say the proper hesped for him. They did say a hesped the day he died, but not for the whole 7 days afterwards. They weren't masped him karoi. He was a Melech Yisrael, and because of that, there is an onish to Klal Yisrael for not being masped Shol. The al beis hadomim al asher hemis hagivonim. He killed the givonim. Mor says the heichin matzino b'shol hemis hagivonim. Where do we find that Shol killed givonim? Elam ito shaharad no v'ira kohanim shahayu maspikim lehemayim umazon. Since he killed out Nov Irakohanim, and Rashi learns that the Kohanim used to provide water for the Givonim, and when the Kohanim weren't here, the Givonim died of thirst. And how many of them died? Seven Givonim died, it says. Seven of them died. That was it. And because of that, Shaul was held responsible. Now, why wasn't he held responsible for killing Nov Irakohanim? That, though, he had an excuse. He thought that they were rebelling against him, whatever, with David. He made a mistake. But the result of the what the Givonin did, that was not, there was no heter for that. So, Mar says, Kotova el shol shalom yisbet kalocha the Kotova l'asher hemis ha-Givonin. It seems like contradictory. We're finding fault with the people. They didn't give Shaul the proper covet. And yet we're saying that Shaul did terrible things, and the punishment's come because of Shaul, because what happened with him? So the answer is yes. Id domer ish lakish may d'chsi bikshuas Hashem kol anvei eretz asher mishpato po'alu v'asher mishpato shom po'alu. Where you the person is judged, you also bring up his good points. So because Shaul was being judged for what he did after death, they brought up the good points of Shaul too, and he should have been nishpat. So one thing doesn't erase the other. A person have good points and bad points. You can't erase all a person's good points, and therefore the Klal Yisrael could be punished for not being masked with him, and he did something terrible there too. Rashi. Ish mishal b'mata sheker sheposek, he pledges. They ain't no say, doesn't give. Gorim Latsiris Gishon. That causes a drought. Kohanim hoyu maspikim le mazum le givonim, sho yu chotve eitzim, ve sho ave mayim le mizbeach, ki dechsi bi Yoshua, ve lo yikoris, and kem chotve eitzim, ve sho ave mayim le beis alokai. So the Marsha, I think, says, not Shmistaber, that they were water carriers, that they would need the Kohanim to give them water. So he said just the opposite. Without Rashi, you'd have to say that it was the Givonim that made their living by providing water. They were slaves to provide water and wood for the Mizbeah, but they didn't have to provide it for the Kohanim. That they made their living on. And when the Kohanim weren't there anymore, they died of hunger because there was nobody to pay them for the water. That's a pshat. Kitava HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kvod Shaul Shalom Nisbat Kalocha. You say the Shol Asheremis. It seems to be contradictory. First, the Rabbanu Shalom champions the honor of Shol, and then he's punished because of Shol did terrible things. One of Shol, he's a nice guy, he's a good guy, then we should have been mastered him. If he's not a good guy, then learn every time he said we weren't mastered him. The answer is no. Nothing is black and white, and Shol should have been nisput. He had good points, and there were bad points. Ba'asher mishpato, b'makom shedonin, well, just the opposite. In a place where we judge a person, we also bring up his good points. Shom maskirin poel tzidkosov. Okay. It seems like that. So there's even shailas whether if you kill a mamzer, are you chayev since she's going to die anyway, right? And the chora, it only applies to a mamzer that you don't know about. So if you kill him and you didn't know about it, the chora, you're chayev misa. So then they found out he was a mamzer. They might say he's not a dead man. But possibly die. It could be that there are reasons, extenuating circumstances, why the Rebbe Shlomo let him live. It's just that a mamzer, if he's going to, if the Rebbe Shlomo sees him get mixed in with Klal Yisrael and nobody knows about him, then he dies. A lot of mamzerim. So either we know about them, or we know about them somewhat. People could find out about them or whatever. And the mela, what's it called? Some say there's only a mamzer where there was Edim, that they were mamzerim, not sofit mamzerim. Vaday mamzerim that people didn't know about. Now, if there were Edim that they were mamzerim, how do people not know about it? I'm not sure, but that's what it said.